Unit 15. 15.1. Exercise 2.
Diane Weber, you've switched careers more than once during your own working life, and you now run a highly regarded employment agency for media high flyers, where, above all, you advise your clients, both companies and applicants, to be fully flexible. You seem to see this as a fundamental principle. If your agency's slogan, keeping your options open, is anything to go by, is that a fair assessment of how you operate?
Absolutely. I know that not so very long ago we used to see jobs for life as the norm, with unquestioning company loyalty and a golden handshake at the end of it all, which 9 times out of 10 probably wasn't in actual fact deserved. But things are very different now. And yes, there does seem to be something positive in all this, despite the obvious question mark over security. Successful players in the current job market cut their teeth in one firm and are willing to step sideways more than once to gain fresh experience. Unlike their predecessors, they may only progress up the rungs when they land their third or fourth job, or even later in their career. This increased movement brings benefits not just for them, but for the companies they work for too.
In spite of the instability, surely it's important to have some continuity.
Well, actually, it's a mixed blessing. Individuals can get terribly stale if they stick in one place for too long, especially if they report to managers who fail to challenge them. That implies a hierarchy riddled with complacency and underachievement, which can no longer be tolerated in today's fast-moving dog-eat-dog world. Also, much of today's work consists of fixed-term projects done in teams, and if one or two members drop out along the way, it really doesn't matter, provided that the team remains an entity. The one exception to this is the team leaders themselves, who are not only the driving force, but the guardians of the project, who hold important historical detail in their heads. So, yes, continuity is important there. But even then, it's a clearly defined cycle. We're frequently approached by highly experienced team leaders who, having completed one project, decide they can't face even the slightest whiff of repetition, and so come to us seeking fresh challenges.
And they manage to find work?
They're snapped up. Because, generally speaking, a project-based job can easily demonstrate a track record. It's there in the successful completion of the project.
And these people would have no problem getting references from the employers they're essentially walking out on. I would have thought that that could be an issue.
Employers don't view it like that at all. Their mindset is different now, as I said earlier, and companies actually take steps to foster a more dynamic environment, as they feel this yields better productivity, though the jury's still out on this, in my view. Nevertheless, with a flow of people, there's a quantum leap in terms of the ideas generated, not to mention the chance of new ways of problem-solving imported from elsewhere. These effects are tangible, and they're often very attractive because they're perceived as lean and efficient, instant solutions, even if they generally turn out to be only quick fixes, which later have to be reversed.
But isn't that the nub of it all, that this shifting and fragmented approach leads to poor decisions? Of course, the perpetrators are never taken to task, as they've already made a quick exit and are knocking on your door for another job.
That's a bit unfair. For one thing, there have always been bad decisions. No company can rely on its personnel to make the right choices 100% of the time. Even with the help of highly paid outside consultants, staff will continue to get it wrong from time to time. However, I'd argue that it's the mediocre employees who just want to keep their heads down, who are far more likely to cause problems than the risk takers, who, don't forget, are only as employable as their last success.
Ruthless.
Pragmatic.
Which brings us neatly back to your slogan, doesn't it? Keeping your options open. How far do you encourage people to go in this?
With new opportunities opening up all the time, the sky's the limit, really. It's certainly never too late to contemplate a move. And so the maxim has to be, don't rule anything in or out.
We'll end on that positive note. Diane Weber, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.